In our previous year, we began a discussion of the halacha of tzitzis by night. We quoted the machlokes Rambam and Rosh about laila's man tzitzis, etc. Now the question that comes up is not that we've mentioned the laila's lav's man tzitzis. So the question is, we know that in many areas of halacha, there's a rule of tasa v'loy mina osui, that something has to be made properly. So the question is, can one make tzitzis at night? Can one make tzitzis at night? Because by making tzitzis at night, you're making the tzitzis in the time that you're not obligated to wear tzitzis. And therefore, when the day comes, the tzitzis will be tasav leminasui because they were made in a time that you were potter. There are paiskim, not a machmer on this l'chatchila. The minig ha'olam, however, is to be makel. And the paiskim explain why. So there's a tshuva, that many tshuvas written on this subject. There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Be'er Moshe from the Debre Tzina Rav, Chelek Ches, Simen Mem Zayin, discusses this question, and he says it's Mutal Chatchila, and it's interesting that he uses a Gemara that we learned recently here in Masechta Zvachim on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph as a raya to this approach. The Gemara said in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rav Proitki asked the following question. Ksiv, the Torah says, regarding an animal that's born, at what point may it be used for carbon? Says the Torah, Vayishivis Yomim Tachsima. For 7 days, it has to be with its mother. Halayla, the night going into the eighth day. From that pasuk, it seems, you could already use it as a carbon. On the other hand, asked the Gemara, only from the eighth day. Halayla, it seems from the night, loichazi, it cannot be used. Haketzet, so how do we reconcile these two psukim? Says the Gemara, Laila l'kedusha, at night you could already be magdish the animal, v'yoyim latzah. Says Rashi, royal l'agdisha, even though it cannot be brought that night, because we have to wait for the eighth day, it doesn't stop us, it doesn't prevent us from being able to you ready be magdishit, since tomorrow we could be makrivit. So says the Debre Tzina Rav, what do we see from this Gemara? That even though at this point we can't be makriv the carbon, we still can't be makriv this animal, we still could be magdishit, because by tomorrow we'll be usable. Here too, by the mitzvah tzitzis, even though there's no mitzvah tzitzis by night, to prepare it, to make it, and prepare it to be used for tomorrow, it's fine. Certainly, this entire discussion is only according to the Rambam. Because as we mentioned in the previous year, only according to the Rambam, the chiyuv, the obligation, or the patur from wearing tzitzis is dependent on day and night. So night, according to the Rambam, you're always potter from tzitzis. But if we follow the opinion of the Rosh, that the Rosh's opinion is that it doesn't depend on day or night. Rather, the Rosh's opinion is that it depends what is the beged meant for. Is it meant to be a nighttime beged? Is it meant to be a daytime beged? So certainly, according to the Rosh, there is no question you can make tzitzis at night, because you're putting the tzitzis on a beged that's meant for daytime. And if it's a beged that's meant for daytime, even at night, you're supposed to wear tzitzis on that beged. The Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal also discusses the shaila. And the shaila Sechuvas Yabia Oimer, Chelik Ches Simen Gimel. And he says that the psul of Tasev V'loy Min Asui is only when the actual item that's on discussion was not meant properly. For example, he says the Gemara Masechta Menachos, in discussing when do we have the psul of tasav loymina osui by tzitzis? Is let's say when you put tzitzis on this beged, it only had three corners. As we clearly learn here in our sugya, a beged of three corners is not mechuyev in tzitzis. And then, after you put those three corners with tzitzis, you make a fourth corner. That's called tasav loymina osui, because there was an inherent deficiency in the beged and the tzitzis itself. And that's indeed the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that this would be psul in Simen Yud Sif Hei. But when the actual maisa is a kosher maisa, and the psul is not in the actual object that's being discussed, it's a psul in the time, there we don't say tasav loymina osui. And he says a pashta svara. Anything that depends on time, it's going to be day eventually, amidst Hashem. And since it's eventually going to be day, that's not considered tasav eliminosui. And he brings a very pashta raya. His raya is that a sukkah certainly could be built before sukkahs, even though by a sukkah, there's a psul of tasav eliminosui. And there are many examples that the Gemara Masechta Sukkah discusses of situations that are tasav eliminosui. But all those situations are where the psul is in the sukkah itself. The schach, the most common example used in the Gemara there, is where the schach is mechuber when you put it on top of your sukkah, and then you cut it off afterwards. But in a situation where it's only a time factor, there we don't say that it's considered tasav leminosui, and therefore, even according to the Rambam, one could put on tzitzis by night, and so does he quote is the opinion of the Prima Gaudim. In fact, in that tshuva, he mentions, the Rabbi Avadi Yosef discusses about a shayla, that many Paiskim discuss. Let's say someone has his sukkah indoors, meaning that he has a skylight, and he opens up the skylight, and he puts schach, and then he has a kosher sukkah. And the discussion that Rav Avadya Yosef has is, let's say it was raining or whatever reason, when you can put on the schach on that area, and the skylights were closed. So at that point, the sukkah is a possible sukkah, obviously if the skylight is down. So let's say you made the sukkah that way. Will that be considered tasav eliminosui? So he said that's not considered tasav eliminosui. He says tasav eliminosui, it's a chiddush. He says because again, the psul is not in the schach. The psul is on the skylight above the schach, but it's not a psul in the schach itself. And since it's not a psul in the schach itself, it's not considered tasui v'leimana osui. And even if you constructed your sukkah with the skylight closed, you would not have to do anything to fix it. He brings another raya. The halacha is that if you borrow a tzitzis from someone else, you don't have to put on tzitzis kol shloshim yoyim. Why? Because it's not yours. So what's going to be the halacha if you borrow a beged, you're not mechuyev to put on tzitzis for the first 30 days, and now you put on the tzitzis? Will there be a problem of tasav leminosui? So he says, there is no problem with tasav leminosui, because the psul is not in the tzitzis, in the tzitzis themselves. It's a din in the time. And whenever it's a din in the time, that isn't considered tasav leminosui. There's also a tshuva about this issue in the Shalos Tshuvos Ruvav Sefrayim, Chela Gimel Simen Chav Zayin. He quotes many Paiskim that are Makel. Amongst them is the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who held that you could put on tzitzis by night. He does, however, quote some Paiskim that were only Makel B'dieved and held that tzitzis should only be put on by day. Ramoisha Sterbuch, and the Shas of Chuvas Ben Hoggis, Chelik Bey Simiud Gimel, also discusses the Shaila. He quotes a letter from the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim held L'chatchila, you could put on tzitzis at night. And he says that he not only said that, he actually did so. And he quotes a Ragachover that held that you could put on tzitzis by night. And he discusses the same araya that we mentioned now, just like you can make a sukkah before sukkahs. Another issue that comes up when we speak about tzitzis by night is what happens if you're wearing tzitzis by night, if you're wearing tzitzis, I'm sorry, by day, and now it became night. So according to the opinion of the Rosh, it's no problem. Because the Rosh's opinion is that as long as it's a beggar hamiyuchad liyoy, as long as it's a beggar that's meant for daytime wear, you're mechuyev in tzitzis. So the fact that it became night doesn't make a difference. It's a beggar hamiyuchad liyoy. And therefore, even if you put on, let's say, you, for whatever reason, you took off your tzitzis, let's say you took off your tzitzis, and now you put them by, and it's by night, you're taking a shower, you're changing, and now it becomes night, and now it's night, and Lila allows my tzitzis. According to the Rosh, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because it's still a beggar of Yuchel Yoin, and any beggar of Yuchel Yoin is Mechuyiv and Tzitzis. The question is, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't say totally that it depends on the beggar, but rather, as we've been quoting the opinion of the Rambam's opinion is that it depends on the time. Night, you don't have to wear tzitzis, and day, you do have to wear tzitzis. So now, what do you do? It became night. What do you do? Can you put back on the tzitzis? So, Rav Moshe, in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Igros Moshe, Yoyredeya, Chelik Beis, Simen, Kuf Lamed Zayin, discusses the Shaila, and he says that you can't compare tzitzis to tefillin. He says, tefillin may not be worn by night. Either b'daraisa, as the Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav, says that there's a lav to wear tefillin at night. Or even if you say it's midrabbanon, Rabbanon made gzeira, you should not wear tefillin by night. Because maybe you'll sleep in them and you won't keep them with the proper covet. And therefore he says, a talis gadol you shouldn't put on at night, because people, before they put on a talis gadol, typically make a bracha. And of course, certainly according to the Rambam, you can't make a bracha at night on tzitzis. However, and he says, even according to the Rosh, that says that a beged shel yoyim is supposed to wear tzitzis even by night, he says the Gemara Masechta Menachos tells us that be'idin rischa, daf mem aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset if we don't wear tzitzis, if we don't go out of our way to find a beged that has it at four corners and put tzitzis on them. Says Rav Moshe, even the Rosh would agree that there is no issue of be'idin rischa. There is no issue of be'idin rischa if you don't put on tzitzis on a beged that you're wearing by night. But on the other hand, he says there is no issue to put on the tzitzis. There is no issue to put on the tzitzis because people realize that this is a beged that's mechuyev in tzitzis, and since it's a beged, it's mechuyev in tzitzis. That's why, and a Jew is supposed to wear tzitzis. It's sort of part of our uniform, so we should wear it even if we're putting on for the first place at night.